If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Are we losing the battle?
We just have so much infection around this country.
President says 99% of cases are harmless.
We've learned how to put out the flame.
Big city gun violence.
We killing each other out. We killing our babies.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Millions of people have seen it, a packed holiday beach party in Michigan. Not a mask in sight. A viral video in the midst of a virus pandemic that's not easing in this country. National correspondent David Begno begins our coverage.
Florida now has 200,000 confirmed cases and more than 3,700 deaths. Another state seeing a spike in cases is Arizona. The mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallego, says the state opened way too early.
We were one of the last states to go to stay at home and one of the first to reemerge, and we reemerged at 0 to 60.
Now, hospital bed use in Arizona is at an all-time high. Over in Texas, the medical center's phase one intensive care capacity is at 98%. Austin Mayor Stephen Adler says there may not be enough medical personnel to keep up with the spike in cases.
Our trajectory is rising geometrically, and it's scary right now how quickly we're going to overwhelm our hospitals.
White House correspondent Paula Reed tells us an inaccurate claim by President Trump about the virus is being dismissed as dangerous by some officials.
We have tested almost 40 million people. By so doing, we show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless.
President Trump made that unsubstantiated claim on July 4th, but even his own FDA commissioner, Dr. Stephen Hahn, struggled to support it.
Is the president wrong?
So I'm not going to get into who's right and who's wrong. What I'm going to say is what I've said before, which is that it's a serious problem that we have.
Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, is battling a record spike in infections. He refuted the president's statement.
The number of people who are getting sick and going to the hospitals has exponentially increased. The number of people in our ICU beds has exponentially increased.
On CBS This Morning, former CDC Director Tom Frieden says the virus won't simply disappear.
It's not going to stop on its own. We have to stop it. And we do that through the three W's, wear a mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, and by strategic testing. This focus on the number of tests is totally misguided.
The virus has claimed a high-profile victim.
This girl could be one of the great ones.
A performer who entertained audiences for years has died after a very public fight against COVID-19, documented on social media by his wife.
For weeks, Broadway actor Nick Cordero was in a medically induced coma. Then he lost his right leg. Now he has finally lost the battle here in L.A. Last week, his wife, Amanda Klutz, spoke with CBS This Morning about the struggle.
They told me four times that he won't survive.
Nick Cordero bravely fought COVID-19 for just over 3 months, but in the end, he could not beat it. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Children were among the many victims of big city gun violence over the weekend. 77 people shot in Chicago, 14 dead. This woman's mourning a 7-year-old girl who died while playing outside.
I found my baby laying here. She was only 7 years old. She smiled. She always tell me, I love you. I'll never be the same again.
An 8-year-old girl died in Atlanta near where Rayshard Brooks was shot and killed by police. 21 people were shot in a 9-hour stretch in New York City. There were more than 20 shootings in Philadelphia. Now to Seattle, where police are investigating the weekend carnage on a closed freeway. A man is charged with driving his car into a group of protesters. A 24-year-old woman died, a second person in serious condition at a hospital. The There is a court hearing for the suspect later today. In Rochester, New York, a statue of abolitionist Frederick Douglass was vandalized, pulled from its base, and left near a river gorge on the anniversary of a famous speech he gave there in 1852. Carvin Eisen led the effort to establish the statue.
What good is this? Is this some kind of retaliation because of the national fervor over Confederate monuments right now? Very disappointing. It's beyond disappointing.
He says the damage is so bad, a new one will have to be made. A family lawyer says authorities have now formally identified the body of a Fort Hood soldier who disappeared more than 2 months ago. The remains of Vanessa Guillen were found last week. Investigators believe she was killed and dismembered by another soldier who took his own life. Now to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where two small planes collided above a lake.
Based on witness locations, it looks like the planes are about 120 to 130 feet of water. We've gone to a rescue, from rescue to a recovery mode.
Sheriff's Lieutenant Ryan Higgins says at least two people were killed. In Maryland, stormy weather brought down a tree that crashed into a garage where people had taken shelter at a children's birthday party.
The early estimates were that there were 20 people in the garage when this tree came down on it. The injuries are severe, but they're not believed to be life-threatening.
Russ Davies with the local fire department. Has the pandemic forced young people to put off or skip plans for college? Applications for federal college aid have plunged dramatically.
It happened as students were cut off from guidance counselors and parents started being hit with financial hardship. An Associated Press analysis of federal data shows the number of applications fell by nearly half compared to the same time last year. And applications from Title I schools that have larger shares of low-income students were down by 52%. Educators say they're afraid of the consequences, more students going into the workforce instead of going on to college. Peter King, CBS News.
A composer who made his name on the big screen has died.
Ennio Morricone came up with the music for more than 400 films, including the 1966 spaghetti western The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood. Morricone won two Oscars, one for Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight in 2016. Morricone was 91. His lawyer says he died at a hospital in Rome where he was being treated for a broken leg. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A big loss in Las Vegas is getting some attention as we hear from CBS's Bill Rakoff.
The nearly $250,000 in winning wages reportedly placed at MGM Resorts last Sunday could be the largest sportsbook loss in Vegas history on bets made after an event is started. Longtime Las Vegas bookmakers can't recall a larger loss. Reports say Sunday's bets were allowed to be placed because incorrect start times were posted on some Korean and Chinese baseball games because of a manual entry error. The Nevada Gaming Control Board is investigating the matter. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
It seems a resumption of the NHL season is a safe bet. The league and its players' union have reached a deal on protocols to resume the season. The plan is for games to start late this month or early next, 24 teams taking part in expanded playoffs, and the Stanley Cup being awarded in October. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.